Simon Tov Fresh Samach Dalad Sifhei through Yud Aleph Sidiyeh Mashana Rabbah, discussing the taking of the Arava. The Mechaber says in Sifhei Ve'inin Italis Ha'od Efnei Atzma, it's taken by itself. So Yegoy Dover Achi Ima, nothing else should be taken with it. And the purpose of that is that one should realize it's being taken from its Fasai. He has something else in his hands, it's not a concern. We're not concerned about chatzitza. Sifvav, ein adam yotzei dechvasa by rava shebelulav. Person cannot be yotzei his chayva with a rava inside the lulav. Afilu gviyo yisa beis pa'amim. Even if he picks it up twice, echad l'shem lulav, echad l'shem a rava. V'yesh ha'emesh yotzei ba, and some say he is yotzei with this. And that's dafka when he picks it up a second time. So it's nikkur that he's doing l'shem mitzvah. And Mishnah Berurah points out further that even this that we're saying that he's not yotzei is only when it's still inside the lulav. The person will remove that aravos from the lulav, and definitely could be yotzei with them. Sif Zayin, Yish Misha Eimer Sheini Yachal Litla Im Alulav B'Sho Shi Yotzei Dechavasai. So there are those who say that he cannot take it together with the lulav when he's being yotzei his chayva Ad Achshi Yevarech V'Yitol V'Yiranea B'Tchila. Until you go ahead first to make a bracha and do nanuim with the lulav. Vim not. If you do take it, over mishum bal taisif. So you are over bal taisif by adding on to the mitzvah. Va'achar nanu harishon yachahu litla malulav. After the first nanuim, you could take it with the lulav. Koshkin b'shas hakafa. And definitely b'shas hakafa. Va'afal pishon masha kosef shim notla over mishum bal taisif tozu be'enai. Now, even though this part, that writing that it would be about taisif if you take it with the lulav is a tais, says the Mechaber. Because makamim hesed lachshu dvarav, there's nothing wrong with taking that into account. Because of ayd gam achar netzila v'ninua tzach lutves arava levada, even after that point, one has to hold arava by itself. Mahakir shi chayva, to make it obvious that it's a chayva, v'shasa chavot yitzlana b'fnei atzma, you should take it by itself, v'yitzba yidei chayvasai. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that. Sifkatan Chav Beis. Va'achaninu Arishin Hatam. The reason behind this, that you can take it afterwards. Da'kaimel and Shaleb is Manash al Mitzvah in Oivra Abal Taisif. Achi Chavan Laisav al Mitzvah. That if you add, you add on to a mitzvah, but it's not your intention. You're just doing another thing. And it's not the Zman of the mitzvah, and you're not planning, your intention is not to add on to the mitzvah. So then there's no bat taisif. V'hachak even sha'avim mitzvah, so you finish the mitzvah lulav, havi shalei bizmana, it's shalei bizmana, it's not the zmana lulav anymore, v'hu aloi lekivin l'haisif ha-mitzvah lulav, kiyin bishvil v'kachas ha-rava, his intention is not to add on to the mitzvah lulav, so that's why it's okay after he finishes nananuim. Mechaber says that itself is a tais to say that it would be a problem of bat taisif, and Mishnah Berurah points out that the shita of the Mechaber that one really could add on hadasim and aravos as much as he wants. However, it should be taken on its own anyway. Lahakir shu chayva. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kamash kosa b'sifei. Shemit tamza in and tells of the fnatzma. This we wrote in sifei that that's why it's taken by itself. So people should recognize you're doing it for the mitzvah aravos. We said that uveshas hakofa. The Ramah says as follows: Hagav a minik pasha lita aravah in malulav b'shachris b'shach tenua. The minig is to take the aravah with the lulav b'shachris during the nanuim u'shasa kafa, and until and when you're walking around ad shasa chavata until you beat the aravah v'naitvul aravah levada. Then you take the aravah by itself. The yaisa type, however, what's better is shle litla malulav klau, that one should not take it with the lulav at all. Now, even the one who does take it together with the lulav, nearly the la'achashay hikif, yaser lulav miyada, he should remove the lulav from his hand, yachayz ha'arava, and he should just hold the arava, sheshem, shehem, shahishanas, shahis mavad, which are the ashanas, he should just hold the arava, which are the ashanas made by themselves, kozman sha'imrim tapnunim alamayim. As long as he's saying tachnunim, the special tefillahs for mayim, umenanin leishanis, and then he'll shake the ashanis, b'shash sha'imim ashanis, v'achay achayv teleisla, and then he should bang it. B'shdebura uveshas hakofa, tam aminig, the pshat in the minig to take it together with the lulav. Hayikidei lof is called deis yishem and the makif b'lulav. Some say you should be makif b'lulav yishem and makif b'rava, like we mentioned in Sif Gimel. However, what's best is to take it, not to take it with the lulav. Kedesh yikayim b'shleimus mitzvotil zayrava to yikayim zayrava properly. Ukenav sifhei v'gam arizal hizim o'ishle lechab arav in malulav. The arizal was very makbid not to put the rava together with the lulav. And therefore, says the Rama further that he should take the lulav. He should put down the lulav. Sifkat chav zayin. But it's a loyman. The kamaisha eisna lulav marava atchas achavata. The loy kamaisha eisna lulav marava atchas achavata. In other words, not like this. He just wrote to hold it together until the chavata. It was manenu amini kamaisha kas Rama. She neitlan arava malulav klal. That's the minig that today is that we don't hold it together at all, but rather we take it separately. Sifches, ish misha emer shayshana shebalulav af bishin izraka, that the hishana and the lulav, even though it gets thrown away, ein lefseya lav, one should not step on it, va'en lo simuchav alf gabit tzitzis, and Mishnah Berurah says that, just like the hishana shebalulav, we should treat it that way, hu adin arava shal hishana, ein lezalzal ba, that the aravas also, you shouldn't be mezalzal in it. Siftes, ish misha emer shayshana lehanas min arava la'achan etzilasai. Some say it's also to have hana from the rava after you take it. Unless you made a tanai, because it's dedicated the entire day to the mitzvah. The Rama says, "Nagulatznia hishanis lafias matzais k'day lasis ba mitzvah." The minig is to put away the hishanis for baking matzahs in order to do another mitzvah with it. Sifyud, Ish Misha Emish Ish Lizor Shal Yikot Yisrael Arava LeMitzvah Mistei Akum, Afilu Bishus Akum. Yisrael should not cut the Arava LeMitzvah from a field of an Akum, even with the Rishus of an Akum. Sifyud Aleph, Im Chal Yem Hashan Arava B'yem Aleph, if Hashan Arava comes out on a Sunday, V'katsu Av Dekhov Marav B'Shabbos Ve'biyu, Dekhov and cut the Arava on Shabbos and brought it, Sheiro. The Ramah says, Miu, Im Tzivi Yisrael LeKaitetzah, if the Yisrael gave the tzivui to cut it, the ika pirsim bedavr, the ika fahasi bedavr, and his people realized that it's yishla hachmer, so one should be machmer in yishla arava acheres if he has another arava. And Mishnah Berurah, let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here, it's a cut in lama gimel, the viu kshera, and a few tzivula Yisrael lakus bishvilei, even if the Yisrael told him to cut it for him, it's definitely wrong to do that. Nevertheless, it's not problematic. It's not a problem of mitzvah baba avera. And the reason is, because once the avera is finished, so then there's no more issue of mitzvah baba avera. And there are some achrenim who are mefakvek. The akanam mitzino berajba shehita bezeh el kishtzivo berav Shabbos. That this, they bring from the Rajba, that it's okay, is when you gave the command to the akum before Shabbos. Stam she muzumenesle mitzay Shabbos. He told him that you wanted to be ready mitzay Shabbos. Vayachol akaitin b'yayim. And he was able to cut it before Shabbos. Lakein arminin de malachtu waisik, that he's doing it for himself. Avakishtzivo liktzayis b'Shabbos. But if he gave him the tzivo to cut it on Shabbos, like muchach mishon lahakel, so it's not clear from there that one could be Mekel if he does have another rabba to use.